So we're downstairs at University Lutheran Chapel in a small room that used to be an office for a parish, for an administrator here at the church. And we've converted it as of this summer into an apartment for a couple or an individual who is under a final order of deportation. So we have very simple requirements around criteria for assessing whether or not this space would be open to someone. The way we envision this is somebody would need to be under a final order of deportation. Their being in sanctuary might help them in their negotiation with ICE to grant them a stay or to extend their time or to just be here until something else happens. We have had about four or five inquiries, but none of them resulted in someone actually moving in here. University Lutheran Chapel has been a sanctuary parish since 1971, when the parish, the congregation, first declared sanctuary for conscientious objectors to military service. It renewed its sanctuary commitment in the midst of the civil wars, the Central American Civil Wars in the 80s. It declared sanctuary again during the Persian Gulf conflict and during the beginning of the Iraq War. We've had people only for very short periods of time, and then they went to other churches where there were larger places to stay. We are in the process of deepening our own spiritual commitment so that we know what standing with neighbor means, what it feels like, so that we're prepared. So here we are in the sanctuary apartment. There's a small door and a little chair where you could perhaps read a book at night. There's a desk. You know, it's a comfortable room and very modest. There are two paintings on the wall or pictures. There's a an image of the Virgin and her child Jesus, and then there's a poster of Oscar Romero. He himself had a conversion where suddenly he woke up to the needs of the poor and people who were living in desperate situations and committed his life to their cause. He was murdered by the government in El Salvador in 1980. The couple or the person would be able to use the kitchen. We also have organized teams of people who would help with meals and help with grocery shopping because in sanctuary, someone would be here all the time and not able to leave. We know that churches, schools, hospitals have been regarded as sensitive locations. We're not sure if that is going to change or if that is going to continue to be respected by the government. I know there are congregations now in Los Angeles who are organizing an underground network of homes and churches where people can seek hidden refuge. The levels of fear are enormous, that people are living with great anxiety and great fear. And we know that there are more and more faith communities whose resolve has only strengthened to stand in solidarity with neighbors most at risk.